Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Voltas Limited Q2 FY22 Investor Conference Call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ranjit Shivram from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, all. Thanks, Tanvi. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I invite you all to discuss the Q2 FY22 results call of Voltas Limited. We have the management represented by Mr. Jitendra Verma, EVP and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Manish Desai, Head Corporate Finance, and Mr. Vaibhav Vora, Manager Corporate Finance. We will have an initial presentation by the management, and we'll follow that with Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jitendra Verma from Voltas. As we have all seen in quarter two, the global economic recovery has continued for this financial year, even as the pandemic resurged in some or the other way because of the entry of new variants like Delta or Beta Plus of the virus. Access to the vaccine and early policy support by the central banks of the countries across the globe continue to remain principal drivers of growth. The unabated increase in commodity prices, along with supply chain disruptions, pose a challenge in availability of key inputs, overriding demand over supply, resulting into higher inflation. We note that although the central banks are directing their policy measures towards growth, the risk of inflation cannot be overlooked. IMF has reaffirmed the growth projection for India for financial year 22 to be at 9.5%. Albeit in India, persistence of supply side disruptions and surge in commodity prices, including crude oil, pose adverse risks to both growth and inflation. This has also led USD and INR to depreciate, which is trading above 75. Some central banks have started reversing pandemic stimulation, although most are still doing it gradually. RBI has embarked on liquidity and rate normalization over 4 to 6 quarters, which would even flatten the yield curve. Despite these headwinds, quarter two showed a positive pre-festive cheer reflected by growth in GST collection and IIP numbers. In our business, the pent-up demand in unitary cooling product segment helped us post a growth of 5% in income from operations at ₹1,669 crores as compared to same quarter last year. Profit before tax saw even a higher growth, over 24%, from ₹115 crores to ₹143 crores in current quarter. Non-annualized earnings per share for the quarter was consequently higher at ₹3.13, ahead of the previous year, which was at ₹2.37. The corporate balance sheet continues to remain healthy with minimal borrowings, which are required mostly for our overseas operations. While operational cash flow during the first 6 months have been weak, given the context of the second wave lockdowns and sales loss of consumer durable products in high season for the second time, availability of liquidity on our balance sheet continues to be a definite strength for Voltas. Our snapshot of our results this quarter is presented herewith. Our revenue is in three segments. Our main segment, segment A, of unitary cooling products, contributes about 60% of total revenue for Voltas, stood at 1,007 crores, higher than same quarter last year, which was at 750 crores. The segment B, engineering projects, stood at 32% of total income from operations at 536 crores. Segment C, engineering products, contributed 8% of total revenue, stood at 125 crores in comparison to the previous, the same quarter previous year, at 93 crores. Our profit before tax for segment A unitary cooling products stood at 102 crores, higher from the same quarter last year of 86 crores. This is 10.1% of the revenue from the same segment, which was lower compared to the same quarter last year at 11.42%. Segment B, engineering projects, we reported a 11 crore PBT in this quarter. The same was zero for the quarter, same quarter last year. In segment C, engineering products, we reported a profit of 39 crores compared to 29 crores same quarter last year. All in all, the profit before tax for Voltas as a whole was 143 crores compared to 115 crores same quarter last year. This is 8.56% of total income from operations as compared to 7.24% for the same quarter last year. In terms of our divisional performance, in segment A, unitary cooling products, a swift recovery post opening of the regional lockdown after the second wave, pent-up demand ahead of festive season, and multiple offers to consumers helped this business segment register a growth of 34% during the quarter. However, erratic weather and intermittent rains in later part of the quarter, witnessed in many parts of the country, slowed the sales momentum gained in the beginning of the quarter. Segment achieved overall volume growth of 24%. We continue to sustain market leadership position in room air conditioner business with year-to-date August market share of 25.9%. Focus on the inverter subcategory with competitive pricing and increased number of SKUs yielded a favorable outcome. Inverter AC registered a growth of 40% in quarter 2, financial year 22. Contribution of inverter AC within overall AC increased to 54% in quarter 2 against 46% in quarter 2 last year. Focus on strengthening contracts with OEM and new product expansion helped growth of 31% in commercial refrigeration vertical in quarter 2. Both OEM and retail segments have registered growth consistently over past few quarters. Focused efforts on expansion of dealer network, expanded product portfolios in each of the subcategories, and launch of new SKUs supported a growth of 78% in year cooler category. As informed in Q1, effective 1st April 2021, the group has reorganized the reporting of commercial air conditioning and customer care business from segment B to segment A. This was to align with our business objectives. Resumption of commercial activities along with high retention of customers and enhanced focus on after-sales service resulted in healthy growth of this commercial air conditioning business in quarter two over the previous year. In addition, and in continuation of our efforts to be customer-friendly, the company has also launched an exclusive online web store with the URL www.voltaslounge.com in this quarter. This web store comprehensively showcases the consumer products lineup from the house of Volta. Better product mix coupled with planned procurement of inventory helps to partially mitigate the increased cost of commodity prices and higher logistics costs. However, acceptance of price increase from trade continues to be a challenge, resulting into a moderate drop in the overall margin, given a time lag in passing of the input costs. In spite of this, segment revenue increased to ₹1,007 crores as compared to ₹750 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, an increase of 34% year-on-year. Segment results were higher at ₹102 crores as compared to ₹86 crores in previous year. During the quarter, Volta made an application in government announced PLI scheme in low value intermediary with large investment category with a committed investment value of ₹100 crores. We plan to manufacture various components at our Waghodia and Pantnagar plants with the objective of strengthening the supply chain. Secondly, electromechanical projects and services. Construction activities continue to be allowed in the current quarter. However, erratic climatic conditions lowered the progress in execution of some of the projects. Segment revenue for the quarter was ₹536 crores as compared to the previous corresponding quarter of ₹744 crores. However, segment reported a profit of ₹11 crores despite delay in work certification, time delays and other conservative provisions. The domestic project business performance was satisfactory given the weather-bound conditions. The carry forward order pack is ₹3,426 crores spread across water, HVAC and urban infra activities. Some of the high value order projects are nearing completion for international business. The pace of the execution was better, however, the certification of the work remained slow. The order inflow for the quarter was at ₹272 crores. Largely in United Arab Emirates. The carry forward order book is ₹2,377 crores, representing NEP work mainly in United Arab Emirates, Oman, and Qatar. Segment C, engineering products and services. Segment revenue and results for the quarter were at ₹125 crores. And ₹39 crores, depicting a strong growth of 34% and 36% respectively. Both our Mozambique and India operations have contributed to this performance, backed by renewal of the contracts as well as strong order book of crushing and screening equipment. Growing exports and extension of export incentives has pushed demand for screening and post spinning capital machinery, which has contributed significantly to the bottom line for this vertical. However, a price increase announced by almost all the post-spinning principals with the stress in supply chain may pose some interim challenges. Announcement of much-awaited PLI scheme for textile industry is also expected to boost the sentiment for the capital machinery industry. Volta Beko. our JV, Voltas Beko, continued its journey of product expansion and providing value for money products to the end consumers. As part of increasing localization, the production of its top-load washing machine has commenced at existing Sanand factory in Gujarat. Further brought by the demand from the channel partner for the direct cool refrigerator, the refrigerator manufacturing capacity of the unit will further be expanded, which will also include capacity for soft refrigeration category up to a certain literage. Voltas products continue to be accepted well in the market and witnessed a significant demand pull from the trade. We report Voltas market share of 2.7% and 2.6% year-to-date in the highly competitive segment of refrigerator and washing machines respectively. In terms of distribution, billing points have been scaled up to exceed 1,400 for Voltas. Accelerated opening of exclusive brand outlets, EBO, and experience zones, along with cost-effective digital marketing, should help in increasing reach and augmenting brand visibility. Distribution and other synergies with Voltas continue to be aggressively leveraged to achieve the overall objective of targeted market share. Outlook. As we move into quarter three, we are witnessing healthy sign of economic activity followed by a double digit growth in consumption, and GST collections are topping ₹1 lakh crores per month and recovery in both manufacturing and services PMI. The festival season is approaching and Voltas has launched Mahotsav, a combination of various consumer-led schemes including extended warranty, attractive product exchange and exciting finance schemes, making purchasing even more attractive for customers. In terms of readiness, we remain well poised to seize all available opportunities to profitably grow our business in a sustainable manner. While the cost push price increase is inevitable, we remain positive on overall growth. Going forward in our project business, we will continue to focus on building our order book following a cautious and risk-mitigated approach. A further pickup in pace of infrastructure activities can reasonably be expected in the coming quarter. Various process improvements, cost control measures, and efficiencies which were strengthened over a period of time provide a degree of comfort on future outlook. Project execution and related challenges will continue to be monitored closely. With this, we thank all participants and we may open for question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We request all the participants to limit their questions to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is with respect to the room AC revenues in the UCP segment. Can you give a sense on the 2 year CAGR in terms of either volume or revenue for the room AC business? That is this quarter's revenue compared to 2Q FY20.
On the revenue side, we see positive growth compared to FY20 up to now, and I would see it's in double digits. I would say high double digits. High teens.
That's on an absolute basis, sir, or a CAGR?
On a CAGR, about 18 to 19%.
18 to 19%. Okay, and we have. Hello.
Sorry, we lost the voice. You'll have to repeat your question.
Yeah, and on the commercial air conditioning business, which we have clubbed with the UCP business, if you can give the revenue or the what percentage of the overall revenue of the UCP segment is this quarter?
The overall percentage for this quarter, we are not disclosing at this stage, so I'll have to defer that question.
Margins, EBIT margins have been slightly on the weaker side compared to last year. Obviously, due to commodity going up, etc. How do you see it going forward? What are the efforts that we are taking to mitigate margin pressure? And would we go back to last year's level?
Our general guidelines, these margins although have dropped, but they remain within the general guidelines. So, how the cost push will happen and what's going to happen in the market is something which we'll also have to monitor as we go along. Up to now, we have seen that there is generally a tendency to say no to the price increases by the channel partners, but slowly and steadily, everybody accepts that these price increases are inevitable. And although we are a price leader in our segment, we see that we still continue to maintain our market shares as well, which means that we should be able to manage this going forward also. We have achieved certain value engineering also to cushion the impact of the cost increases, and also with our judicial purchasing, we are able to monitor and control our prices within the range.
Well, and with respect to the project business, so basically, order book has been slightly on the weaker side. So, is it like we are consciously avoiding a few orders, low price orders, or something of that sort? Even the fact that extra activity seems to be right on track. So, and my second derivative question within that is, are you seeing increased activity in Middle East because of the rise in oil prices?
Sorry, your voice was not very clear. Could you repeat your question?
So, with respect to the project business, our order book has been slightly on the weaker side. Is it because of the fact that we are kind of being cautious with respect to orders, which probably might be on the lower margin side? And with respect to the same project business in the Middle East, oil prices are going up. So, are we kind of looking at improved ordering activity there?
Okay, for the project business, I would see that there is a slight weakness in the carried forward orders, but still it's a very strong, healthy, if you add up the two numbers, I think we are close to 6,000 crores worth of orders in hand, so which is a strong. We see that we are selective in what orders we take. We are selective on the contribution of the orders as well as the credibility of the contractor to from whom we are going to deal with, the credibility of the customer. Mainly because of the fact that in the past there have been situations where we have to take heavy provisions, and so therefore credibility becomes a criteria for us. We are going more and more for government projects, which tend to be slow to come forward. And we are also being choosy on that. On the international side, just because of the fact that oil prices are increasing, we cannot say that the number of projects will increase, because there are many other factors which are in the play, specifically in the contracts in which we participate, but still we see a healthy growth, and it should be positive for things too as we see it going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhant Dhan from Goodwill Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed it lately that ICICI Retail, that is Croma, they've been using the Tata brand and selling ACs under their own private label. And I don't think it is very healthy, you know, because it creates the entire AC segment of the Tata brand ourselves and they are cannibalizing it. So, will you be taking any action or something?
Siddhartha, this is Manish over here. The channel partners, the e-commerce partners and all are anyway selling the products under their private label brand. And in a way, we cannot stop them to do that under the free trade policy or the agreements what we have. What we are saying is whatever the products they sell of the Volta, we always maintain the market operating price level to the end consumers. But in terms of the private label brand, you have seen that even Reliance was having their own private brand. Including
the Tata Group companies that is cannibalized.
Yeah, but then it's a free trade policy we have, no? So they have to, they can keep their private label brand. But any which way, what we have gathered data from the market, the traction of the private brand is very much low. And since the import model is now getting banned, we all know that the for them to have the, or for any player to have the business model of import and put on the shelf is not commercially viable given the regulation changes done by the government. We may see that the private label brand will be losing the strength in their businesses.
Okay, perfect. And we don't plan to tie up with Croma because, you know, we are under the Tata umbrella anyway.
So when we say tie up, we do have a tie up. Our ACs are being displayed over there. Our products are being displayed over there.
Okay, but not for the Croma.
We cannot stop them to not to display any other brand, including their own private label brand.
Okay.
It's all matter of Siddhartha, what sales space you are occupying it. And I'm sure when you walk into any of the store, compared to the units which are put on the shelf, you find that we are occupying reasonably a larger shelf on the retail outlet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsiyan from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a very good evening. Firstly, again, harping on the same point, if you can share with us a brief mix of the UCP segment between RAC, CAC, as well as commercial refrigeration for 2Q as well as first half, just make it easier for us to compare numbers and growth.
Sandeep, we may give these numbers, but I am suddenly surprised because investors have more data with them. And since our last quarter two, if you can compare, it was without CAC being part of the UPVG. Someone can easily make it out. But now going into the UPVG as a part of the CAC. But any which way to go on a lighter side on this call, roughly around approximately 20% of the contribution is coming from the CAC business to the overall UCP segment what we are reporting. It fluctuates quarter on quarter because unlike the season product of the air conditioner, in a commercial air conditioner, it all depends upon how the commercial market is moving, decides the contribution towards the revenue and the bottom line. In terms of the commercial refrigerator, the growth is now, we have stated over there in opening remarks, it is consistently growing quarter on quarter. It is occupying somewhere around 20% of the overall turnover of the UPVG now.
Got it.
Close to 20%, I can say.
So 20-20-60 is the mix. Got it. So this is for second quarter or first half?
Put together almost the same over there, so nothing much.
And secondly, in terms of order book, was this segment also order book driven, or because when we split, the order book kind of did not get restated for last year. So from that perspective,
yes, this CSC business does go based upon the order book, because generally the contract period of this commercial air conditioner is more than even 6 months. So many times it's driven by the order book.
So I would request if, you know, we can share historical data for order book for this segment also. That would be very helpful.
Okay, Sandeep. Point noted, we'll share with you
subsequently. Last question is on the Voltmec side. Would you be giving any guidance on sales, or where do you see these losses getting capped in the current financial year?
If I look from the Voltas side, as I said, the Voltas is expanding its footprint. It is difficult to give any difficult to compare with the growth in the system because it has to be on a higher side. And once you have the scale with you, definitely it has result. It will result into the operational synergy, and by virtue of that, loss will certainly come down on as we move forward. The increased loss what you are seeing today in the results is largely on account of some kind of sales promotion activities what we carried out in the quarter, coupled with the increased cost pressure because there is a time lag between the passing of the end the increased input cost to the consumers. So it's the impact of both of these factors. Going forward, since all brands are going to have or the price increase is inevitable to match or to compete with or to pass on the increase in food cost, we see some kind of moderation is coming into in terms of the results to the old back.
Got it. And lastly, any thoughts on the industry volumes? Where do you see the industry volumes going in FY22 this year as compared to FY20 where they were? That's my last question. Thank you.
So, if I look from the FY22 perspective for air conditioner as a category, the industry may end up with a 10 to 11% growth over FY21. However, in terms of the FY20, probably we will find that the level coming closer to what we had in FY20. So, you won't find a good amount of growth coming into FY20 compared to FY20, but certainly a growth in double digits when we compare with FY21.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Standard Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for your time. Firstly, on the project business, sorry if I missed that, but the sharp decline in top line that we see this quarter, what is that driven by? Is it domestic? Is it overseas? Yes, could you just tell us a little bit more what's happening there? And more importantly, how do you see the next 2 quarters in terms of kind of rebound?
Yes. In this quarter, it's mainly driven by the the weather pattern. As you see, the onset of monsoons, specifically in the Indian part in our domestic business, it creates traditionally quarter two it tends to be lower. Now this got coupled with the fact of certain slow executions coming from the lockdown in the previous month. We should see this rebound activity in quarter three and quarter four. On the IOBG side or our international business side, we saw that certain of our bigger projects were coming to the conclusion, and therefore the numbers or the activity top line showed a little lower compared to the same quarter last year.
Okay, fair. So essentially, it's more weather driven, but you don't see too much of, you said slow execution as well. Is it more cash flow driven for the consumer side? Is it your focus on cash making you go slow? Is that also one of the reasons, or you believe it's just the schedule of projects?
It's more like a rescheduling of projects.
Okay. After second, I think you spoke about participating in the PLI scheme and looking at a 1 billion kind of investment to make components. So what exactly are you looking to manufacture? What kind of capacity or target you have in mind, assuming you are eligible under the PLI scheme?
Ankur, in fact, we have applied for a component sector category which we have just talked about it. So we would like to give more details once the outcome comes from the authority in terms of approving our application. Because it will be not fair to speak right away because of the outcome. Yeah, because it will be the industry will or the ministry will finalize the list by November 15 in terms of the application of what we made. But what we spoke, what we had a communication earlier, it is talk about the components, largely is covering the coils and some of the plastic components. And in terms of the capacity, we may like to have almost 50% of the capacity or 50% of our annual requirement comes up in the phase one while we are looking for such kind of backward integration.
50%, okay. Fair. All right.
and we have Ankur. As I said, this is where we are eyeing for it.
Okay, wonderful. So thirdly, we will talk about price hikes and some resistance to pushing through price hikes from the channel. If you could talk about what have been the price hikes in YTD this calendar, across the room AC portfolio, and if any more are planned, given the way RM costs have moved.
Ankur, if I take from the base of the last year, the price increase what we announced so far will be in the range in excess of 10%. It hovers between 13% to 15% over the last year. When I take quarter two of the last year. Now, since we are not seeing any downward trend for the commodities, which means that all the new material which we are getting into the inventory, because we all know the industry will start preparing for the new season requirement of the 2023.
Right.
And therefore, the all new material which will come will be coming at a slightly higher cost. Obviously, when we come to the material, the input cost is increasing, we have to find a way to pass on this cost to the end consumers. In this, being a leader in this industry, we further announced a 3 to 5% increase in the month of October. When we talk about the resistance from the channel partner, the prime reason behind it is because we are in the midst of the festive season. Furthermore, we have to look into the competition landscape as well, because the competition is not only in a matter of removing or liquidating some of the old inventories. They may be not as aggressive in terms of price increase, what as a leader we are doing it. But that's where the resistance of the channel partner comes from. But we are reasonably confident that sooner or later this become a reality for every players, if the objective is to have a healthy and sustainable growth both in revenue as well as in bottom line.
Okay, fair. And just one last one from my side on the demand. And the mix of demand, more importantly. So, A, how is festive demand? Have you seen any slowdown? Or is it kind of as per your expectations? And more importantly, what you see in other categories is the entry level products actually seeing a dip and mid and premium doing better. So, is this something you've also seen in your, the product mix where you've seen less of economy models and more of, say, the higher rated or more of the motor selling? Yes, thanks.
So, Ankur, if the growth number which you have just spelled out, it is over the quarter two of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that quarter two 2021 has given a growth over quarter two 1920.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can say that demand is there in the market because we are seeing consistently growth in this quarter two over the last 2 years as such. So, there is no, the products are available to the consumers, and consumers are coming to the retail shops for the various reasons. So demand, we are not seeing any kind of taper in the demand, and we believe that it will continue, or we expect it should continue in the year, in the months to come. As far as the between the SKUs, if you look from the low, mid, and high price kind of SKU planning or projections for that matter, we have seen some kind of upward trend in the 5-star categories, which has seen some kind of higher offtake from the consumers, largest coming from the metro and urban cities. But entry level product also doing well. So in and all, I can say that all the entry as well as mid and the premium segments are showing a reasonable growth over the last year.
Okay, understood. Great. Thanks for that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So, just on the RAC segment, can you give some light on the channel inventory on the sector front? How is that and how that's setting up?
So, if I look from the channel partner perspective, definitely it's a festive buying, and nobody would like to lose the sales given there is an uncertainty in supply perspective because of the supply chain disruption. So to our reading, the inventory with the channel partner will be close to 45 days today. Although some of the retailers have got into a discipline of fill up the shelf based on the demand, but given the supply chain disruptions, the average inventory across all channel partners is a range of 45 days.
Okay. And if you can compare with the last quarter, how is that?
Probably we have seen is the moment the growth is visible in the sector, I can say, or in the categories. Obviously, the confidence of the channel partner is growing. And when it is growing, definitely they would like to move on a slightly better on an inventory front, rather losing out the business during the peak time. So if I compare with even last year, similar period, because we have seen the growth over last year, so obviously the inventory level remains almost at 30-45 days level, where it was there in the last quarter, last year as well. Are you talking about I hope you are talking about quarter two of the last year, right? And not the Q1.
Yes.
There is no comparison between Q1 and Q2.
Yeah, correct. And the next question is, sir, related to inverter AC contribution for this quarter. How much is that?
It has touched to 54% within the overall air conditioner category.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of K.O. Haresh Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please proceed.
Thanks. The first question is on the pricing. So, should we assume that there is any disparity between price hikes from top 4-5 players or 5-6 major players, and just in context of still rising input prices? I mean, even today, today's date, how do you see margin going forward? Should we see even a blip on the downside, even for a quarter or so?
Chief, if you look from the, we would not like to comment about the pricing policy followed by the competitor, because everyone will look after their own business in that sense. But what we are seeing, and what if I look from the Voltas perspective, although there is a time lag in passing off the increased input cost vis-a-vis what we have done so far on the price increase, the impact what you can see today is hardly 140 basis points, which means that with the various value engineering initiatives, doing a efficient supply chain and bringing vendors on a par with our terms and conditions, we could arrest or we could do better in terms of managing the risk on account of the result to revenue ratio. We are not going to leave it upon this. We definitely are going to work more aggressively to ensure that although I have some kind of price lag or time lag will continue, but we will be continuing to drive our margin. We may not reach to a last year because we already told that 15.1% what we have been referring to is an exception, because the lot of cost which otherwise you have to incur to have a product visibility on the ground was not incurred because of the complete lockdown. But our guidance which is there to have this continuous 10 double digit margin, and we will definitely try to stick to it to the extent possible.
Okay. No, sir, I did not want to go into say competitor pricing. I just want to understand whether there is discipline or not, because that ultimately determines our ability to take price hike also.
See, I would not like to say discipline, because someone has to make a move early, right?
Okay, correct.
And then when you wait, then you can't say that Voltas has made a first move. Or other players are moving, but other players are moving basically the gap of 15 to 30 days. Or depending upon some margin, some market, maybe for SKUs, not for all SKUs, across SKUs and all. There are various variants, Chief, because if I want to talk about the price is a dynamic factor here. I can go to SKU, I can go to the market, I can go to a particular category, and if decide so, I can go to the across, you know, all markets, all SKUs put together. So you find the aim is to say that wherever we can do, or wherever it's possible for us to pass on the increase in food cost, input cost, we won't leave that opportunity to do so.
Okay. Sir, second question is on the capital employed. So if I see sequentially, in UCP business, we have seen slight increase in the capital employed. We generally, in a lean season, what reason can be assigned to, say, higher capital employed in UCP?
In fact, if you look from the quarter to, there is an improvement in the working capital compared to the last quarter too. But generally, if you are in terms of the components of the capital employed, inventory plays a larger role, because we are in the seasonal kind of product category. Although we get a good amount of extended credit from the suppliers, but any disruptions like COVID and all will not make good or whatever credit you get from the supplier perspective. And that has resulted into a slightly increase in the overall capital employed for a UCP segment. But if you want to compare with the quarter two last year, I'm sure our numbers are seeing giving a significant improvement over quarter two of the last year.
Okay, understood, sir. So just last one question on the Voltabex side. So as of now, which are the products that are being imported, and eventually, any specific timeline when they would be indigenized or either for manufacturing or OEM in within India?
So today, if I want to give you a perspective, after being planned to have a four-speed refrigerator also manufacturing at a SAN plant, probably few SKUs of the four-speed refrigerator above the particular literage, and microwave and the front load washing machine probably will be import sourced. Rest, largely all products will be indigenized. I am not talking about the dishwasher, because dishwasher also largely, considering the volume, has been outsourced through import. But once we have the washing machine line, the channel can be, or the manufacturing plant can be configured in such a way that if you want to go for a dishwasher, it is still possible to make dishwasher based upon the volume and the scale of your eyeing form.
So front loads are now manufactured in India only. Front load and top load fully automated.
Top load washing machines are getting manufactured in India. So in case of refrigerator, you have a force-free refrigerator above a particular literage, will be import driven. In case of washing machine, you will find that the front load washing machine will be outsourced to import. Although once we have the scale achieving washing machine in our factory, we have planned to convert the front load also going forward as a totally indigenized product. Microwave continues to be outsourced. And when I say outsourced, it's import outsourced, because in case of even semi-automatic washing machine, we are not manufacturing within factory, because our plan is to go on a top load washing machine and front load, seeing the volume and other stuff. Semi-automatic, it is indigenized, but with the help of our OEMs.
Okay, understood, sir. Sir, thanks a lot. And all the very best.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhilasha Satale from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I have a question on the Kigali Agreement. So India has signed a Kigali Agreement, you know, production of HFC 23 will be phased out FY24. So what would be the impact of this agreement on our production? Will there be any capex, because of phasing out HFC 23? This is my first question. The next question, I want to know the utilization level of our SANAN facility, and how much for refrigerator, and how much do we expect to reach by the end of this year?
Abhilash, I could not get your second question. Can you repeat it?
I want to know the current utilization of our SANAN facility. So for the refrigerator, yeah, and how much, you know, we want to increase it by the end of the year.
Okay. So, Abhilasha, in terms of the HFC, let me answer that. We cannot wait for the end date. So, all our air conditioners today have been migrated to less pollutant or kind of less ozone subsidized kind of refrigerant, which we sell at the R32. So, all our air conditioners in the last 18 months got migrated from R22 to a R32 refrigerant. So, we have been fully complied with it. With the minimal capex what we incurred at our production facility. As far as I hope this is the answer of the first one, so then I can move to the second one.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and for the second question, the refrigerator, the current, what we are doing is we are producing almost 50,000 refrigerator per month, which we are taking up to a 75,000 in the existing setup itself. Our plan, once we try to have the four-speed refrigerator also, up to a particular literage, we would like to expand this capacity close to 1.1 million in the near future.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions, please enter star and 1. The next question is from the line of Bhumika from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So on the project segment, we've seen there's been extra provision which has kind of pulled down the margins for the last couple of quarters. Now, when do we see the execution kind of normalizing and margins reverting to normalized level of 6-odd%?
Bhumika, if I could have seen this future, I would have given you a date by which or by quarter by which we'll get normalized. What is happening is the maybe you can say the Voltas is following a very much conservative policy in terms of certification or in terms of any provisioning norms. But we believe that there's a prudent one because if we are seeing some kind of delay even in certification work, the job being done by us, we have to cautiously picking up this kind of provision. In terms of the margin going back to a 6% level, I will say it may take some more time. We have touched to a 4.4 in a quarter one. On account of a lower execution of the projects on some of the sites, we have come down from that level. However, in terms of future, probably we can say we'll be taking another 3 to 6 months time frame minimum before we see a light of almost 4.5 to 5% margin. 6% margin, we are also optimistic about what guidance we normally used to give. However, given the situation today where we are, probably it may take slightly a longer time to go back to a 6-6.5% kind of trajectory.
Sure. And in terms of, you know, ordering,
one thing is very sure that the kind of projects which you are taking today are well mitigated with the foreseen risk what we are seeing today while taking up the project. If something can come out unforeseen situation, then it will be difficult to predict right now. But all foreseeable risks today have been properly mitigated while tendering for a new contract. So that way, we are adequately covered for ourselves for all such kind of eventualities of delay in certification or a likely to stress or whatever you can say from that perspective.
Hmm. Sure. And in terms of, you know, new order inflows, because it's been kind of weak in the last couple of quarters, you know, when do we see that kind of going back to, you know, quarterly run rate of, say, 1,000-1,500 crores? And from which areas are you seeing it, both in domestic and in international markets?
So, generally, Vika, if I look from a domestic market first, there are various projects in pipeline for which the tendering is underway. It all depends upon are we qualifying when we bid for it. But then, if it happens so, then probably in the quarter four also you will find that we are back on the order book or a healthy order inflow for the particular year for that matter. But if I still compare with where we are last year in the current quarter, probably we have slightly improved upon it both on a domestic and international project. However, the quantum of project is not worth to talk about it. But still, as I said, we will be striving for balance between the order inflow as well as the risk which you are carrying in our books of accounts. Both for, if I look from the international project perspective, we have secured almost 272 crores of order inflow in the current quarter. Although it's pretty much low than compared to average what we have, but if I compare with last year, similar period, it is still above or significantly above the amount of order which we took in the last quarter. Quarter 3, quarter 4, seeing some good amount of traction coming on the order book side. But as I said, it will be definitely way against the kind of risk which you are carrying. But we are hopeful that at the end of the FY21-22, we may see order book growing to a reasonable level, what we normally have as a past experience or a past kind of performance.
Sure, this helps, sir. Sir, on UCPL, just one question is, you know, you spoke about, you know, they're putting up a 50% of annual requirement in phase one in terms of in-house manufacturing, plus the components which we'll be doing in the for the PLI scheme as in whatever gets kind of approved based on whatever license they're given by the government. Now, is this a bit of a strategy change where we were kind of outsourcing a lot and now we're getting into our own in-house manufacturing with very limited outsourcing? Is that the way to look at it?
Bhumika, see, this is a long-term supply chain management plan of the company, and this has been already visualized. It just got accelerated because of the fact that the government of India has increased the custom duty, so, and the PLI scheme has already come in. So, in that sense,
It's an existing plan where we were always looking to indigenize and nationalize our manufacturing capability. It's part of the same plan, just got accelerated.
When I say 50%, it will come in a phases, Bhumika, but the plan is to reach to a particular level.
Okay. Sure, all the best, and I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Due to time constraint, we take the last question from the line of Ashish Jain from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. Sir, my question was on pricing. So we indicated that, you know, we have taken 3-5% price hike in October. And with that, are we now totally covered with the commodity inflation the way it stands today, or we will need more?
Definitely we would need more. However, we have to wait and watch how the commodity prices are going up. We are right now in the midst of our contracts with our vendors for the next season, next year. So once those contracts get concluded, we would be able to confirm how it would be playing going forward. But price increase, looking at the way the prices have increased, seem to be inevitable, and other manufacturers may also have to look at the policies in the same direction.
Right. So, how do your contracts work with your domestic and global vendors in terms of in terms of the input cost and all? Is it like quarterly reassessed, or is there any standard policy around that?
In the continuous increase in the commodity price, none of the contract gets funded. No? If I'm seeing this quantity commodity increase once in a quarter or something like this, then people do consider to have a price increase at the time of renewal. But if you're seeing that every weekly price of the commodities is inching up towards the northern side, obviously, whenever you try to place the order at the old price, it further goes into negotiation, the rate revision for that matter. Although we balance it out in a very sensible way, but end up somewhere you have to end up doing balancing between your need as well as what the price you are trying to compete with them.
Right. So secondly, in terms of your volume outlook for fiscal 22, you spoke about 12-13% kind of growth versus fiscal versus the last year. If I look at 1H, we have grown 19% in 2Q. We grew around 11-odd% in 1Q. So are we calling for like a high single digit kind of growth in the second half from a volume point of view in the RDC business?
Ashish, I talked about the industry growth. I have not spoken about the Voltas growth.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Nothing to add about it. The market is competitive. We have to, and the festival seasons around us. The growth factors are there, and we expect that the pandemic demand, what we have seen in the quarter two, should continue. The underlying factors in terms of penetration, in terms of early aspiration from the end consumers and the millennial population, what we have. We are hopeful that the industry will clock a double-digit growth in the 21-22 over 2021. On this positive note, we would like to thank all the participants and wish all of you a happy and prosperous Diwali. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.